Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. It's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
You got me awake from sleep.
Oh, did I wake you?
In the afternoons.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you want to give me a call back?
No. Go ahead. What's up?
I wanted to make sure that you would be approved from Maximus before you start with collecting the financials. So I wanted to call into Maximus with you.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do that now?
What, you have some questions for me or what?
No, I need to call in with you to see if you're going to be approved. They're not going to let me find out without the patient on the phone.
Mm.
Or an authorized representative.
Mm. All right. So you don't know if I am, huh?
So I want to confirm, and then we can start with collecting your financials
and
submit it, okay? Were you able to start the financials?
I got the bank stuff. I got my life insurance stuff. But I do not have the letter from Social Security yet.
Okay. Fine. So let's call in. Let's see what they say, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just a second, please.
Independent enrollment broker. My name is Tamara. Are you contacting for yourself or someone else or to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, I'm calling to check the status. My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm on the phone with a patient, Mary Ulrich. We want to know if she was approved.
Understood. I must verify all callers on the call. Take note we don't speak to anyone. Excuse me, in regards to the applicant's application without their written or verbal consent, unless listed as an authorized rep. Ms. Abigail, can I have your last name?
I can provide you with the first initial of my last name. It's N, as in Nancy.
Thank you, sir. Telephone number for you at your home health care entity?
267-551-7438.
Thank you. And you stated the applicant is present. How you doing, Ms. Mary?
Pretty good.
All right, good to hear, ma'am. Can I have the spelling of your last name, Ms. Mary?
Ulrich.
Thank you. And can I have a date of birth for you, Ms. Mary?
1-8-59.
Thank you so much, ma'am. May I place you both on a brief hold while I can obtain information to assist? Is that okay to do so?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, we're also looking at her husband's case, Richard, if you can look for that also.
I'm going to do one at a time, if that's okay to state. So I have Ms. Mary's information, and I'll go forth to assist. Once that is completed, then I can assist with the next, if that's okay to state. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you both so much for your patience for holding. Ms. Mary, I was able to locate a case file for you. Can you verify your full address for me?
It's 112 Lily Drive, Effort of PA 17522.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for verifying the address. That confirms you as a consumer. Well, I'm able to go forth, Ms. Mary. Ms. Mary, I also see that this is a dual household case file. And Ms. Abigail did state you're checking for Richard, correct?
Correct.
Ms. Mary, can you answer that?
What?
For the status of Mr. Richard Urich?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I do see you listed as an authorized rep, not only for yourself, but as also an authorized rep where I can provide information for Mr. Richard because it's a dual household case file. Ms. Mary, do you give me permission to provide information on this call with Ms. Abigail present?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I take that as your consent to go forth, and I provide information with your consent as the advocate and also as the authorized rep on the dual household case file. Thank you. All right, going forward there, bringing up applications in this entirely. Last updated for you, Ms. Mary. Last updated January 20th of 2026. Your application closed due to clinical ineligibility. And let me just pull up to see what took place during your medical information or what determined clinical ineligibility.
Sorry?
January 20th.
Okay, but we reapplied. Mary reapplied for the services.
I'm not showing that, ma'am, because it was closed due to the functional eligibility determination that was determined NFI on January 14th of 2026 with Lancaster County Office of the Aging, Michelle Blazrek. So that's the status of her application and the perp and the reason. Mr. Richard, he had two applications that was received. One last updated. As of January 16th of 2026, his application was also closed, and this may be due to that other referral that you all sent in, so it went under his name. Not sure why, because that was January 16th, and then was another one received January 30th, and all three of these applications, two for Mr. Richard, which possibly the ones that you all submitted for Ms. Mary and Ms. Mary original application, all are determined clinically ineligibility.
Okay.
And just to go forth for Mr. Richard, his date from Area of Agency on Aging, one moment, I'll bring that up. Apologies, one moment, my system is loading slow on the digital, one moment. Excuse me. Yes, and his and Mr. Richards, his was determined clinically ineligibility also by Ms. Michelle Blazek and on January 14th of 2026. So they, I guess, was completed on the same date by the agent from Area of Agency on Aging, Ms. Michelle. So one has her name on it, that was completed the assessment, and the other one has Mr. Richards, which both are NFI. A home and community-based denial notice was sent out, two of them, Ms. Mary, okay, on January 30th of 2026. So if you all have not received this as of yet, I can get another two out in the mail. But if you either of you disagree with the decision, you both would need to complete appeal form E and return back to us for an active appeal.
Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to do an appeal?
Any questions?
I don't know what to say there.
If you would like to still get the services, you can try to do an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you.
Yeah, well, I did get some of the stuff together for you.
I know, but it looks like you won't be approved right now, so we would have to schedule an appeal to still see if you would get approved. But from the look of things, I don't think the appeal is going to help.
Okay.
Is that correct, the broker on the line?
Apologies. Can you repeat your question?
You think... if they do an appeal, it will be, they will be eligible or not? What happens with that appeal? How helpful will that be?
I have to be biased. I don't have no opinion in the matter. She has to go through the enrollment process where adjudicator or judge, you know, gets involved and they, you know, go over the fact findings and things of that nature. So, you know what I mean? I can't say yes or no. I don't know, you know what I mean, medical situation. I'm not, you know, agent that conducts those type of assessments. I wouldn't be able, you know what I mean? She has to go through the enrollment process. I mean, excuse me, the appeal process. Yeah,
okay.
All right, Mr. Richard.
Okay.
All right, is there anything you all would like me to do in regards to this? Ms. Mary, how you feeling? You know what I mean? Did you think you may want to complete the appeal forms to return back to us? I mean, does it cost you anything, you know, if you want to, you know, go forth for an appeal process in regards to the results?
I don't think so.
Understood. You're welcome to do so, if that's okay to state. If you want to think this over and Mr. Richard would like to go through the process for the appeal, no problem. You can simply contact us back, you know what I mean, if we need to get another document out to you in the event that you all have not received the documents that were sent out on January 30th of 2026.
January 30th was the day that was when Richard was denied?
No, they both was actually denied on January 14th of 2026.
They were both denied.
Mm-hmm.
On the 14th.
By
okay.
the Area of Agency on Aging. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See what happens when you all sent that other referral in from in January, I believe it's January 29th. It automatically closes out when it's been determined clinically ineligibility. So no matter what referral you send in, you know what I mean, it's gonna automatically close it out. We receive it, you know, it may sit for a day or two, but it technically automatically closes out because a medical determination was determined on it clinically ineligibility. So we don't start new applications. So with that being stated, the doctor can do four more if he likes, but it still will determine clinical ineligibility because of Area of Agency on Aging, the functional eligibility determination assessment. With this process, the physician certificate and the functional eligibility determination work hand in hand. They both have to determine the same thing to go forth for clinical eligibility. So in the event that the doctor says yes, the Area of Agency on Aging says no, clinically ineligible, it don't go forth. They both have to state clinically eligibility for it to go forth.
Okay, fine. Got it.
All right. If no further assistance is needed from me, it was a pleasure to speak to you both. May you all be able to participate in the customer satisfaction survey.
No, thank you.
Right. No, thank
you so much for contact if you have any. No problem. Take care, Ms. Mary. Thank you for both for contact if you have any independent enrollment broker. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry that this got dragged out till now. Okay, I guess the only other way to do this is if you want to schedule an appeal, but doesn't seem like you would want to do that, correct?
No, if I have to go in front of a judge and stuff, no.
Right, okay, fine.
Okay,
yeah, fine. Okay, let us know if you're ever still interested and you still would like to do an appeal. We'd be happy to help you. But for now, this is all we can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.